Artist Gris Grimley made his name creating beautiful and terrifying illustrations, including for many children's books. Flip through his wicked nursery rhymes or sipping spiders through a straw, and you'll see the creatures that populate nightmares. And so it is in his latest work, though this one is a graphic novel. It's Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, brought to life in Grimley's rusty, punk rock Victorian world. The story goes like this. Dr. Victor Frankenstein assembles a man from parts of corpses and brings him to life. But the creature is repulsive, and Frankenstein abandons him. The unwanted child spends the rest of the novel exacting monstrous revenge on his creator. We asked Gris Grimley into NPR West to talk about his creation, an illustrated version of Mary Shelley's novel. Gris Grimley, thanks for coming in.
Of course.
So first off, your Frankenstein, the visual depiction, I mean, he's been fearsome in the movies, but he's more disturbing in your rendering. I mean, he's difficult to look at in a way that there are bones and viscera that are visible, and he's more horrific, I think, in a way that mm-hmm. feels more genuine.
Yeah, that's funny because it's definitely, I have like a fascination with the skeletal structure. I love the skeleton Halloween outfit, like, you know, just people wearing skeleton shirts that look, you know, the rib cage is exposed. And so I try to incorporate that in a lot of my artwork.
And the world that the characters inhabit that you draw, it's sort of an ahistorical world. It feels mm-hmm. kind of Victorian, but sort of steampunkish. There are weird mechanical contraptions and automobiles mixed in. How did you come up with that conception?
Well, first of all, there's an artist, Bernie Wrightson, and he did a version of Frankenstein, which is, I mean, it's my favorite illustrated version. I think it's a lot of people's favorites. And
it's a fairly classic,
yeah,
sort of straight,
very traditional,
gothic.
Like gothic. And I see Bernie Wrightson's Frankenstein as a masterpiece, and I didn't want to go there. So that kind of set the ground rules. Like I was going to make it my own world, my own time period, my, you know, something kind of surreal and have an element of rock and roll to it.
Mm-hmm. People just sort of have the broadest outlines of the story. I'm wondering what you're trying to draw out in your rendering that people may be missing.
Well, I mean, it's just so much more rich than the movie adaptation. And I think that, I mean, let's face it, when I maybe it wasn't this way for you, but the first time I tried to read Frankenstein, I didn't get through it. And I'm finding this is the same with a lot of people. Frankenstein is not the easiest read when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
So I had the films as that became my interpretation of the book until I could read the book. And I wanted to change that for the young generations to come, to give them a way to read the words and interpret the words and get all the way from page 1 to page 200 and say, I've read Frankenstein. And not have to rely on the movies.
And it's very faithful to the text. I mean, I think so faithful to the text, I don't think there's a word in there that's not from the novel, is there?
Not a word that's not from the novel.
Yeah.
But it's abridged. We had to cut it back because every page is illustrated. In order to do that, we had to cut some of the dialogue out.
You know, I think that a lot of people that come to the book after the movie, which is probably most of us now, I mean, it was me since I grew up in the age of movies and everybody mm-hmm. did, is that the book feels so much more sympathetic to the monster.
Right.
And gets you inside his head. And that seemed something that you really took to.
You definitely get a sense of the monster's pain. And, you know, even though he's a monster, there's elements of it. You know, where he, you know, he goes and sees that girl next to the shore.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's throwing flowers in the water. And
right.
he wants to be a part of that. And he throws her in the water and she ends up dying. You know, you can tell he wants to play, but he ends up killing her.
And you see some of that childlike quality to him.
Yeah. You know, it is definitely a huge part of the book. And, you know, some people say that has to do with Mary Shelley's upbringing and the pain that, you know, she felt ostracized. And so she put that into that character. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, drew me to the story in the beginning is the fact that I kind of felt ostracized growing up. You know, I grew up in the country on a farm, and I just didn't fit in growing up. And not only that, I think to go back and really pinpoint it, When I was 5 years old, I was burned seriously. My back, you know, most 80% of my skin. So I grew up feeling kind of like a monster. I felt that I was that creature that wanted to fit in to society, but was consistently told that I couldn't. And I think that's one of the things that has always attracted me to the Frankenstein story.
Chris, this was great. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a good time.
Artist Chris Grimley, his version of Mary Shelley's Frankenstein is out now.